Yo, we're Past the Meerkat and we're doing another live show. This time we're doing London, Manchester and Birmingham. If you're on O2 or Virgin, you know the drill. You can get priority access, meaning you get tickets earlier than everybody else. Tickets for any of the free dates go live on Wednesday, the 27th of September. Don't lack and make sure you come see the Meerkats.
Meow.
Hey, what sound do meerkats make anyway?
Well, do you guys used to, like for your birthdays, yeah, safe, would you write like a list of things that you wanted for your birthday? I remember my 10th birthday, I wrote some long list, and one of the things was like, I want you to cane roll my hair for
me. I cane roll for a slug.
Yo!
I
want a cane roll so badly, my mom got me everything but that. That's, at that point, I was just like, I'm never getting cane rolls ever.
I used to go to the Argus book. I used to be like a book to read, Bear toys, Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels, yeah.
Yeah, the index. I love the index.
I never got,
because I didn't know where the things were.
I hear it though, yeah, you find it, yeah.
Quickly as well.
That's so fun, man.
And those are the times you used to go into Argus and with the pen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you can
go to Argos just to check if it's in stock, knowing that your mum can't buy it.
Yeah.
I could if we had the piece.
Argos and
Express.
Is it closed down? Because the one in my area
is
closed down.
Argos is still
there.
It's him by Sainsbury's now.
Yeah. You can just click and collect.
So you want to start us off with something?
No. Let me start us off with something. First of all, I want to start us off by... I want to talk about what we've been doing, first of all. I want to clarify a few things. So obviously, since we've been on this journey, we've been doing the animation, we've been taking the animation seriously. We haven't been taking the audio seriously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, now we've got a huge audience. I say huge, but obviously our audience grew quite a bit this summer on Spotify and over the last 2 months where we've been posting quite consistently. And I wanted to say that I've been hearing the feedback. I think I saw a comment the other day saying your podcast is so funny, but when you guys are all laughing, I can't hear it.
I saw that as well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then Soups actually said something to me on PSN the other day as well. He was like, did you like it? Because obviously he was on the last episode. And I was like, did you like it? And he was like, yeah, he likes it. But some people I just can't hear, they're bare far from the mic. Kind of stuff. And I think that time, because we had a few man there, Manny was not at a mic. But he was talking. I wanted to start by saying that's one thing that, first of all, we've agreed to start taking the podcast, the audio only, more seriously. We also agreed, obviously there's 9 of us and not all of us are here at any one time, or it's hard to get all of us in the room at any one time. So we had a bit of a debate over the last few weeks, but we've agreed now that we're going to record regardless of how many of us are here. And actually, if there are 4 of us, 5 of us, 6 of us, then that gives space for other people to talk. And maybe the audio isn't as messy. I have to take some responsibility as well, because I go extra hard on the series audio, the animated audio, but for the audio only, I don't really mix it. So that could definitely be fixed too, which I will do. Not as good as the animated, but I will do a bit more.
Yeah, you got to save a bit of sauce for the animation.
Exactly. And then the one thing, another comment that I saw recently somebody posted is that, I forgot what they were saying, but they were recommending something and they were saying it's because I don't really know you guys, because there's 9 of us.
And you're
all really talking at once. So they were saying that they don't watch the series. I don't think they watch the series.
They just listen.
They're just listening to the extended audio, but they don't know who's who's yet. Mm. And I realised that actually we got a bit arrogant, we got a bit complacent, because we used to actually go around in a circle say our names sort of thing.
Yeah.
So you're better at matching the names to the voices. But then when we was going out and people were like, oh, I recognise you and I love you, I like your voice, we thought we made it. And we need to remind ourselves that actually a lot of people still don't know us, and there is 9 of us as well, so
it's kind of hard. I don't know every member of NSG, do you?
I don't know every member of NSYNC.
No one knows every member of
So Solid.
Pussycat Dolls.
So Solid is a difficult
one. Destiny's Child. Do you remember the 4th member of Destiny's Child?
No, but I saw her. She came to the show recently.
LaToya.
There's another one that came to the show.
Yeah, there was better than that at the beginning.
That's easy.
Yeah, Baby, Ginger,
Sporty.
Posh.
Do you remember their real names?
Jerry Halliwell.
Woo!
Ooh. Emma Bunton.
Ooh. Victoria Beckham.
Victoria Beckham. Mel C.
And Mel B.
Mel B.
You're so horny, bro.
That's a bit alive.
You have the challenge.
Honestly.
So yeah, like the first thing I want us to hold each other accountable for is every recording we go around in a circle, we say our names and maybe something else as well. I don't know what, but like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what literally
was that what you were gonna say?
Yeah, so I it's like so. if we're doing this regularly, we need to have some form of intro. Definitely going around saying our names, but it's about how we intro in a nice way with some genus of quoi.
I hate them.
But not like oh yeah, I'm Pedro, I'm the nicest guy with green eyes or something stupid like that.
Did you have any ideas?
I think,
ooh,
yeah.
I got one. Go on, you go first. I got one though. Let's make it now.
Yeah, let's
go. Just
yeah.
Do ideas.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, go this way.
I think we should have a positive day and say something nice about the person to your left.
Okay.
Oh, that's
cool. I like that. I did. You got that for my drink up, my games nights. So I do that.
What? I've never been to Eddie. I've never been to
that's
one.
Like a pastor thing.
Turn to your neighbour.
Yeah, yeah. You say something nice as a person on your left.
I like that a lot. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right.
Go on, what's yours?
My one was, yeah, you say, all right, so we go.
Oh, no, I thought he's saying, say something nice.
No. That's
my idea, yeah, would be like, let's say we went around in a circle, and I was like, I'm Bangs. And today I'm feeling like, it's just a character. So you could be like, you can keep it around the theme of cartoons. Mm. So I could be like, today I'm feeling like Randall, or today I'm feeling like Homer, or today I'm feeling like...
I like that too, you know?
Oh, it's tough.
Yeah, but these guys are
now I'm feeling like Khaleesi.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
No. Always man bring it always back to anime.
Anime characters.
Yeah, that's not up to
the crowd. But you know that One Piece thing on Netflix is getting bare views.
It's
sick.
It's the little kids. It's on the kids.
It's not little kids, man. It's grown ass fucking adults.
You eat cereal when you're watching them stuff.
Cocoa Pops. I don't even eat that.
I like that. I do like that idea. And I like your idea too.
I do like yours too.
Mine might stink, but I think.
Why are you putting disclaimers? I hate that. That means it's gonna stink.
Cool. It's not gonna stink, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
We introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
And then say an interesting fact or something that you've learned.
Oh, that week.
That week, basically.
I like that. Okay. That's a conversation starter.
I really like that one. That's good as well. And I found out today that ergo means therefore.
Exactly.
So like,
that slaps.
E-man, you haven't had a trim.
Ergo, your hair never gonna grow, Lamar.
No, I do like that one.
I like all three of them.
You gotta do homework.
It sparks a conversation as well.
Yeah. And then we can maybe pick one of them to
really
talk about.
I think that's my
favorite. That's same. But I like the positive affirmation too.
Yeah,
And I like cartoons because it links back to
maybe we pick one for the beginning, we pick one for the end.
Yeah, or maybe the fun fact could be a segment of each show. So like it doesn't have to be the intro.
Yeah,
but at some part of the show, we're like,
what's your fun fact? I like that.
Do you say your name again at that point? Because I feel like
there's nine of us.
Or is it? Or is it that one person? It's only one fun fact, so one person has come. It's like this week is email fun fact. Next week is Vicious Fun Fact.
Nah, because Vicious isn't going to be there next week.
No, I'm saying like we think whoever's coming.
Yeah, then we figure out. I like nine fun facts. Or, yeah, six, seven, eight, nine.
Yeah,
but we don't have to talk about all of them. We don't talk about all of them. Yeah, exactly. Raw.
That's
going to be. Oh, what's your fun fact?
No, wait, don't start with me.
Don't start with me. I don't think I have any. Okay, cool. So, wait, we had three ideas. We had
positive affirmations.
Characters. What two are we voting for? So fun fact, I think we're agreed on that in the middle somewhere, and then
have we got a majority here? We do.
Yeah, but unless we get everybody that votes on the same,
Oh yeah, Jim.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, a new thing that we're doing is if you're not here, you lose your power to vote. So this is
it's the real boot.
This is the boot.
It's a new democracy.
I vote.
I want to do a positive affirmation. It's a Sunday.
Yeah.
Are we just doing one vote?
Yeah, let's go positive.
Yeah, one vote. Yeah,
let's go positive.
Ooh, actually. I like the characters though.
I mean, the characters can come as another day. For the intro, I think I like the positive affirmation.
All right, okay, well, cool. It was my idea, so let me start.
Yeah. To your left, innit?
Yeah.
But you have to introduce. So we need to. You introduce yourself.
Wait, don't you have to introduce a podcast as well?
Yeah, I don't mind that. Yeah.
We can have something. Is that the idea that you're introducing?
Yeah, no, we have to intro the podcast. This is like podcasting for idiots, isn't it? It's like our first day.
Always been a series.
Yeah.
All right, so. We are Pastor Meerkat. We are. Do we count this as episode one?
Yeah, no. Let's just call it episode one. Let's start from the beginning.
Yeah, this is a relaunch. It's like a relaunch. We'll call this episode the relaunch.
Remake.
We are Pastor Meerkat, and this is the relaunch.
What kind of pod are we? Who are we? What's Pastor Meerkat?
In it.
We are a bunch of young, handsome.
Some of us.
Handsome. That's negative affirmations. Handsome men who talk about life, who talk about their experiences, who talk about everything. Really, I don't think there's a ceiling on what our conversations can digress to.
Depends.
For some. But yeah, I am Pedro, and I got my mate Tim sitting to my left. I really like your trim today.
Yeah, it's a good trim.
It's a great trim. It looks sharp. Like 90 degree angles on the corners.
Yeah.
Beard is not bad.
Shiny.
You put your five essential oils on your beard, and
I need to shape it though.
Yeah.
Use the microphone as well.
Sorry.
That's also very.
I'm not used to this.
And Tim's got a heavy hand, you know. You know, every time Tim comes out of my car, the whole car shakes.
Yeah, you slam it.
Does it slap? I don't.
Like, you do it every time, and I always want to tell you that I realize that you're just going.
You don't know his strength, man. He's like Lenny. You know Lenny from.
Lenny.
Oh my days! Did we go left?
Let's go to the person that got the compliment.
Hey guys, it's Tim. On my left is Bengs, and Bengs has a really nice hat collection.
I hate Tim.
What do you mean? He said,
"Yeah, I know."
Yeah, but why didn't you just say he's got a nice hat? Why are you talking about his hat collection?
I don't even like you talking about my hat. Let me show you how it's done. Yeah, I'm Bengs. I'm in a building, and to the left of me is Deji.
Thank you.
One affirmation for you, Deji, today is your what's the word?
Sexy.
No, not that one. a pioneer. I'll call you a pioneer.
Okay.
Your ideas, man.
Ideas, man. Thank you for that.
Oh my god,
do you inherit that compliment? So they're not complimenting, like, they're not saying, like, oh, like, I like your fit. So they're not complimenting the way you've put it together. Yeah. They're complimenting, like, the shoes or the... Do you take that as...
say the hat you're wearing. He's like, the collection. The one you're wearing, shit.
I'm great. Thinking about that recently. When someone says you look nice today, you say thank you.
Yeah,
like, but if someone says you got a nice jacket, you say thank you.
Exactly.
But realistically,
it's not your jacket. Yeah, you didn't design it or anything.
All it was is that I picked it.
Yeah.
It fits good on you, innit? So
you didn't say that. You didn't say that.
So his hat fits good on him.
Yeah, but I feel like I was good. But you always copy his fashion sense, anyways.
Sorry,
what did he say?
Names.
What he said?
You just stuck yourself into a hole. Who are you talking about?
Who are you talking about?
You know what's crazy? That's exactly what I
thought. him.
Remember not to sit next to Tim.
Bro,
next
week I'll be there.
Okay, I'm Dej. Yeah, I think like I'm Dej, innit. I think people know my voice.
Know my
with regards to PTM, innit. Like I think
what's the pioneer?
Vish is sitting to my left. What do I like about Vish today? It's so easy to compliment you on your dress sense, so I'm not even gonna do that.
Take notes, Tim.
You know what? Yeah, I was coming in today, and like obviously there was a car parking situation, and Vish parked his car in some weird spot. Like, and Vish has a Tesla. And after I got over the fact that I hated the way he parked his car and the fact that he didn't appreciate, like his car. Yeah, like he just because he parked it in a place where somebody could hear it easily.
I did.
And then it reminded me, I went onto the thought that actually this guy's got too much money, which is probably the reason. And yeah, then that left me onto the thought, like just feeling proud. Like I'm very proud about the way you've gone in your career and how much money you've
earned. That's true. That's actually very, very true.
That's something that I rate.
That's true. Yeah, that's very good. Yeah.
You see that? You see the way I did that compliment? Yeah,
you went took us on the journey.
That's A-mic ability. That's podding. We're podding now.
So let me wipe my tears. Hey, I'm Vish. I've probably got the squeakiest voice in the group. So
Nah, Eman's have you? Pretty squeaky.
Yeah, Eman's got a squeaky. Eman's got two voices. He's got one on that side and the one on that side. That side, the piano, and that side.
It's actually true as well.
But yeah, it's your boy Vish, and I've got Eman sitting next to me today. And you know what? Yeah, with Eman, he comes across like he's got a hard exterior. Pause. But really, he's a big softy, man. He's got a big heart. He's got a big... Okay.
Hey, come on, man.
That's crazy.
I was going to say...
That's crazy. Let's just say...
it's better to leave that.
Yeah, just leave that.
With everyone thinking what you said.
But Dick, I had Dick in my mouth.
I'm E-Man. I've got Pedro sitting to the left of me. You know what? I was going to compliment you on something, but I've changed it now after hearing Deji's. And I'm someone who's quite risk averse. And I feel that you're quite risk loving.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that you had your journey, you studied to become an accountant. You were doing well in your job, bro. And you decided to just leave everything to do something more entrepreneurial. And I just love that.
Thank
you. You're willing to take the risk. Mm. Be what you love.
He's proper looking in his eyes. Oh, it's so cute,
bro. I can't look at
him. Hard. He's fucking you up.
Yeah, just go with this. And it paid dividends. So. Well done, squidding.
All right, that.
Thank you, man.
That's a really good idea, man. That was a really good idea.
That's nice. That's a nice thing to start.
We're wearing the same shirt. I just realized.
Oh, bro, you said that to me already at church, bro.
Same name, same shirt.
Yeah. Tim, what did you mean? Sorry.
I think we should let him go again, man.
Who's copying who's just...
Yeah, go on. Give one example.
My lip balm on. I can
see this. Yeah, who's copying...
We dress the same sometimes.
I think that as well. But I think that's natural.
I think that's natural. Yeah.
But yeah, you had specific examples. Mine is different.
Who copied who?
Because obviously I was getting attacked left, right, and centre, so I had to defend with something.
Oh, you just
I just said something. Yeah,
so you just said anything.
I didn't really say anything. I didn't draw. I said, "Joey, say something." I think. I can't think of a specific example, but I know there is a
certain
example. But I know.
Use a different word.
Atlantic Ocean is funny,
man. Oh, Pacific is too funny. I can't swim.
I can really start with you now, yeah. Some people have asked me, where is Tim from? Can you just let everyone know, like, where you were born, where you grew up?
So I was born here, UK, London. Okay. Winston Hospital, North London.
What? You went far.
Winston.
Wintington.
Wintington.
Oh, Whittington.
Wintington.
Whittington.
Whittington.
Yeah, he said Whittington.
He said Whittington.
He said Whittington. He said Whittington. He said Whittington. He said Whittington. He's playing on a wing. He's playing on a wing. What's on?
Sorry, Tintin. Sorry, Tintin.
You guys are bullies.
I was born here.
Okay, yeah. Just clear that up because some people just thought you were.
Do you think that's a question that actually leads me on to one of the next things? Like, again, going back to people not knowing who we are. Do you think people know your character now, like through PTM, or at least your character in PTM? Like,
no, I don't think there's been enough.
Yeah, because we don't really have like them.
We've put bare content out, you know. Like,
do. I don't think like say for example, like there was a dilemma that came out. I don't think people would be like, "Oh, this is how Bengs would react in this situation."
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's enough. Yeah.
How do you think we've missed that? Because we've put out, although like it's not like our podcast. Over the course of like, this is 4 or 5 years we've been doing this now.
Yeah.
What
is going on over there? She's TikToking. Look, in the window. Look, she's dancing. Look.
Oh, yeah. She's slapping.
She's doing the water challenge. Yeah.
Tyler. Take me
swimming. She wasn't even doing that as well. Tyler just horny as hell. So do you think, like, we put out bare content, and although it isn't as frequent as other podcasts, like when you look at it, there's still like, if you go on Spotify, you see like hours of listens. Like people have been listening to us for hours, like, and we're in like the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of hours.
Those people know, I think. Those people that have listened to all the audio, and
watched all the
stuff.
Watched
all
the videos.
All the animation. Even watched our behind the scenes stuff.
Do you know the thing with the videos is like, and even the animation is you get an idea of traits. You might not know about the person. There's always these little gaps that people don't know. And I think that's where people have, maybe that's where people have assumptions about who we are, unless we tell a story about where we grew up and sort of stuff.
Yeah.
How do you think, that's important for us to start doing?
We need to tell it. It's important to tell a story and get people to understand who you are as individuals, because we're all, as much as we're the same in some aspects, we're all very different.
I genuinely think that's our superpower, but we haven't flashed it out enough.
I feel like I've tried to do, and we've got actually like bare podcast conversations where we're talking about ourselves, we're describing ourselves, like our flaws or our talents or like our weaknesses and like who we are in the group. So if that's not the way to get people to know us, is it just about the amount of content we've put out?
I think it's the amount and also the medium. So we would most likely, and I could be wrong saying this, we'll most likely get more views / listens if it went out on YouTube.
We need video content.
And especially with, as you actually addressed, with our focus being on YouTube, we kind of just like, if we put it out, we didn't really promote it on Spotify as much. So I think it's about mediums as well.
Yeah. Do you think the amount of people we have also is a barrier to people getting to know the individuals?
I think so, for sure. 100%. Do that. We spoke about that earlier. Like, we don't, if there's bare characters in the show, I'm usually drawn towards, bro, even Love is Blind. I don't watch some of the couples.
I don't know some of their names.
Oh, you skip it?
Bro, I don't give a shit about that story. Bro, there's no juice there. I just don't care.
And that's the benefit of having so many people, because other people may skip the people that you're looking
at. Exactly.
So certain people may want to get to know certain people. And everyone will have the people that they will feel drawn to.
But I guess if you're heavily invested, you'll know everyone, because when it comes to football, you know every single player that's on the pitch.
On the team,
Because you can visualise them as well.
But you're watching it weekly, and you can see it.
Yeah, same
and
with podcast. People listen to us. We listen to us weekly. People have weekly podcasts.
Yeah, but
I was about to say, but Champions League.
Europa League.
FA Cup. Carabao.
Now, I was just going to say, like, with the podcast content, we haven't been doing it as frequently, but now we are. I think people will be able to get to know us a lot more.
Yeah.
What is our aim? Should we say that? What's our aim to do? What's our aim doing this? Why are we doing this?
I think that was the main reason, because actually, like, obviously the animation is still going to be the main thing, but actually what would facilitate the growth of the animation is people buying into the characters. And one of the good thing about PTM is that it's very elastic. So it is a series, it is a podcast. So why not use the podcast audio to facilitate people buying into the characters, especially when animation's so expensive, we can't put out that much content.
Yeah.
Animation. And then I guess it's about the world as well, like the way people consume stuff now. They want stuff all the time. So if we can't produce the animation all the time, then the least we could do is do the podcast audio. So, but yeah, that would be one of my main aims for like recording like frequently. One, obviously because brands like it and they'll get commission. Yeah. But number two, so people can buy into the characters, sort of thing. And yeah, that's what I was going back to what I was saying about, actually we were kind of battling against ourselves, because we've come from a place where we never, especially me, I never wanted to do it without having nine man there, because I was like, it doesn't feel like PTM if nine man aren't there. And then it kind of became, actually, it's so hard to get nine man in the room. Let's get as many man as we can. But if we don't have nine, we can still run it with eight, seven, six. Yeah. But I was very scared of the 3, 4, 5, because again, it didn't feel like PTM. But actually now, for the audio, that might be the best space to be in, because easier to mix, easier for people to get airtime, easier to buy into the characters. So
I got a question. I don't know if you had something you wanted to speak about specifically.
No, go on. I wanted to speak about that live show.
Ooh,
I wanted to speak about what we've got coming. I definitely want to keep plugging what we've got coming. So like the live show.
Yeah, let's talk about the live show then.
Yeah. So who wants to take that actually? Like what? Not even just the live show, but what have we got coming going forward? What's happening over the next few weeks? What have we agreed to do in our short term to long term plan? Everybody should know this off head.
I mean, I'll start. I can.
Everybody can chime in.
Yeah, I guess let's talk about our journey. Yeah. So last year we did our first live show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did it at Hackney Earth. Which,
what I will say about the first live show is that a lot of people say it's the best live show they've ever been to.
Which is going to be hard to top for us.
Sick. I think it was.
Which is going to be hard for us to top, but we've got.
I hate saying that, but yeah.
We've got some stuff. We've got some stuff lined up. Hackney Empire.
Earth.
Oh. Yeah. I'm thinking ahead of myself. A capacity, 700 people, but we had slightly more.
Yeah.
Definitely could have sold more.
Yeah, for sure.
That last week.
Well planned out, like what, two and a half hours.
Yeah.
Everyone got a chance to do stand up.
Yeah, that was the first time.
Nerve wracking,
but was it?
Yeah.
Very, very difficult, but everyone pulled off. Lots of rehearsal times, lots of time spent with you guys.
Yeah.
Man, and just to be able to do that, to be able to sell it out, great feeling, man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll let someone else take the next part, but now we're going on to a tour.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. No, I was gonna stick to that as well, because I feel like you forgot about some other moments where we played a couple games.
You're right.
Which we feel like the audience loved. We brought
What were the games?
So we played a game called Whose Line Is It? Or I think that's the name of the game.
That's what we called it.
That's what it's called now.
Branded it.
Yeah, if you go on TikTok and just type it in, you'll probably see what the game's about. But that was sick. We've done a bit of...
I don't even know about that.
You got
whistling. You got like 7.
Welcome to Crocuson. We've done a bit of role play as well, where we got people from the crowd to come down and we just made them do different dates in different scenarios, which was interesting. And then we played a game, like a sing-along game. What's the name of the game called again? What did we call it?
Pass the Orcs.
Pass the Orcs. Which was lit. We had two teams, Team A versus Team B. I read out a scenario and then the guys had to choose the best song to address that scenario. That game was sick as well. Yeah. We got the crowd involved and the crowd got to vote who sang the best or gave the best performance. So it was sick. And then within that game, as you guys know, one of my favourite songs.
Sneak Ball
came out as well. I don't know how we're going to top that, you know? Like, who are we bringing out for the next live show?
I don't know.
Drake just dropped his album.
So did Nines.
I think he needs a bit of promo, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think our live show is... it's like a whole experience. It's like a games night. It's like a game show. We don't want it to be just us talking. We want it to be like jam packed with action. Like,
it needs to be a show,
yeah,
an immersive experience,
yeah,
participation,
not the sitting down talking,
like back to back, like high intensity. Like,
can we just get into that? Like,
okay,
why do you think why are you against sitting down talking at a live show? Just say that. Why is it that you don't like?
For me, I do like when we all just sit and talk, but one of the best parts we've had when we've been in a group is when we're doing like fun activities. So
No, not us. I'm just saying, like, as an audience member, if you were watching a show and they were sitting down talking.
You know,
it depends who I'm watching, though. That's the thing.
I think for me, it's attention span. Yeah, so there'll be a certain point in time where if they're talking for 10 minutes and I switch off, then I'm just like, oh, I'll start doing something else.
Yeah, okay.
So for me, it's a bit of attention span. And plus, like, even when I listen to podcasts now, I mainly listen when I'm in the gym or when I'm commuting.
I'm
passively listening, isn't it?
Yeah.
For me, like, watching them and talking, I don't get the same kind of experience. Yeah, and I'm not tuning in as much.
Need that engagement with the crowd. Exactly. Like, even when I've gone to see, like, Mold the Comedian or some of these comedians, and they get the audience involved, that's the moments that are sick in a live show.
Yeah, makes you want to come to the show.
Yeah, exactly. And we want to be different as well, man. We want to be different than everyone else.
I love what Vish said about you can't take the format of a podcast, which is normally like a casual listening experience, and then put it in a place where people have come to see.
Yeah,
come to see you, because the audience might not even know it, the consumer might not even know it, but podcasts are consumed maybe as a secondary thing, like.
Yeah.
Who really, how many people really just put on a podcast and then, you haven't got your TV on, you're not cooking, you're just, like, that's it, you're not driving, you've just got the podcast on. It's not that kind of experience. So when you try to just put that in front of people, people don't realize it, but they haven't got the attention span for that, because like, that's supposed to be a secondary thing you're doing, or something that you're doing alongside other things, that like you can do your chores listening to a podcast. So that's it for me. And then, like, any time that I've performed in any, like, sort of genre, music, whatever, like, assemblies, like, it's always been, like, the best times are when there's action.
Action,
like, there just needs to be something happening. I remember an artist came up to me one time after the show. My boy Otty came up to me and he was like, oh.
Otty Lefty.
He came up to me and he was like, oh, how do you, like, why do you perform? Like, why are you doing so much when you're performing? He was like, yeah, your performance was lit. Why are you doing so much? And I was like, when you're an unknown artist, like we were, like, people don't care. Like, people haven't got the attention span. So you'll see people going to the bar or whatever. But I was like to him, if there was a fight now that broke out in the middle of everybody's eyes, we'll go on the fight. No matter if they're in the middle of texting, if they're on the phone, they'll cut their sentence short. So that's what you need to create. You need to create, like, a fight. There needs to be some sort of
action. What do you want to do? Me be emo.
There just needs to be action. And that's what, like, you're always going to get these fluctuations in attention when people are sitting down. So you need to keep having stuff there, punchlines there, that bring people back. Like, oh, what's happening here? What's happening here? What's happening here?
Yeah.
That's what makes people enjoy a show. Like, when they put those pieces together, like, I enjoyed this moment, then that moment, then this moment, I needed this, I needed that, I needed this. That's the power in the show. So that's what it is for me. Like, I think podcasters haven't really clocked that actually what you're doing online, although it's good, it won't be replicated in real life.
Yeah.
But is there an argument, though, that people just come to just to listen to you anyway, so they wouldn't be thinking that far ahead? Because they actually are fans of you, and if you listen to you weekly...
Some people do, to be honest. And some people will enjoy us just talking,
but
that doesn't mean that we should leave it as that. Like, why just leave it as that?
Is that a good show? Is that an average show? And do you guys think that you could... Like, let's say people did enjoy that. My theory is that people don't enjoy it. They don't have the attention span. But let's say they do. Do you think with the nerves and the people that you could replicate, like, the conversation, the ease of the conversation we have in these rooms, do you think you could replicate that on stage to make a fun conversation on stage? Like, even if you had your agenda. Like, do you think you could... You could, like, with podcasting, like, I know if I say something mad now, I can edit it out. That's kind of your safety. But when you don't have that, have you ever been like, it's like you're in a meeting or something, and there's this percentage of your brain is going towards making sure you say the right thing.
Exactly.
Sort of thing.
And that takes away the humor.
Exactly, 100%. Yeah. You're having to tiptoe around the conversation. And especially in this group, we got man that. When they know their girls in the crowd or that.
It's not
what
we do.
All of them ad libs, they disappear.
I don't have that, man.
But you know, everyone's eat the bullet. That's the reason why I asked, because I think where I would love our show to get to is where we're doing regular shows so that people buy with the intention of seeing that. Because right now, some people who have never seen us could assume that we're going to do what other people have done. But I would love it to be... I even want to find a way for us to... I wish we had, which we can do, like maybe chop up each game and put it on our page and so tell them this is what you're coming to expect.
I
want people to come with the expectation of knowing that we're going to play games, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you're at your second show, you haven't got enough of a backlog to say that, but...
Yeah.
Like, it will be saying we're known for that.
Yeah.
Even known for, like, I put it in speech marks, for revolutionizing what a live show is.
Yeah.
I don't know any live shows like that, personally.
Yeah. It's like a consistent, like Wilder Now, isn't it?
That's the idea. That's the format.
I do want to bring the stand-up thing back, though, at some point, because I like the idea of it.
Yeah,
maybe we do it.
What do you mean bring it back? Oh, the sit down conversation.
No, the stand up. Sorry, one person doing a story.
Storytelling.
Maybe even sit down comedy.
It's not like I don't want it even to for it to be framed as stand up because I want to keep it what happens in the show. Like where it's like there's so much interaction from the lad sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's just a funny
true.
Story sort of thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
But it's hard to get away from seeing it as stand-up when it's at a live show. Yeah.
That could even be a game in the future, you know. Right. You got 30 seconds a minute to tell a story.
That's a shout, you know. The humor comes from like people not telling a good one or them
both.
You
said that though. And then everyone was like,
nah. Maybe you don't want to lose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's so true. We went to put 3 minutes in a bus and the bus went green.
Oh, yeah.
We're crazy, man. Some people
didn't know. We'll just be looking at the time.
Tell the story.
We went into a couple rehearsals with that. And a couple of men went like, nah, I don't like this.
We were 6 minutes in.
Buzzer is just gonna be crazy, bro. You'd be distraught, bro. I'll be distraught if I got that buzzer.
You were pushing for that as well.
Yeah.
I actually, because it's one of them things where I can push for something, but I realize it after that. It made more sense for someone to get through their story.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or not, at least it got through.
A good story that we've rehearsed for like, and it's like 2:30 because that's. Ideally, what it's going to be. Bro, if you're making people laugh, it's going to be more than that.
Because they ain't doing ha ha ha, stop.
Bro, they're laughing for time if you're getting them laughing.
And you can't just continue your story when they're laughing.
No. You'll be like, be quiet, I've got two minutes left.
Do you not like actually deep, like the transition from digital crowd to physical crowd? So like when we're getting, let's just say 100K views on a video on TikTok or whatever. Like, that's 100K people. Let's actually say that's not 100K people because people might watch it twice. Let's say that's 70K people, yeah?
Yeah.
When you go to a show and there's 700 or 1,000 people there, what... Oh, I don't know why I'm to my voice there. But what happened, like, what...
That's contagious, man.
Because I was looking at you. Do you have a feeling? Is there a feeling that you have?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, is there like a...
It's just nerves, that's it.
No, but is there like a nerves?
We have nerves in the storytelling, though.
Yeah, we do, but I think you're more nervous. But there's a lot more practice for when we're doing the live show anyway.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, although you've got nerves, you're a bit at ease as well, because, you know, you could just tell your story again.
There's no consequences, really.
Once you tell your story, it's done.
But my question isn't about nerves, it's an appreciation. Is there an appreciation for looking out and seeing that many people, like... Like, have you ever just sat back and thought about, yo, there were 700 plus people just
nothing
glued in?
I don't think you realize it when you're on stage. I think it's after.
I couldn't see past one row.
I love that. I love the fact that you can't see people say, because you'll see one nigga looking at you
like,
when he sees you looking at him, it's not slapping. And that will finish you.
Yeah,
I used to hate that.
But there's something just so satisfying, like seeing
seeing like 700 people just laughing or stuff. Like, bro, the expressions. Like,
even when we posted that Sneakball video the other day, I was just watching it and
that's smiling.
That was mad.
That video is hard,
so
bro.
Sick, man.
And that's the thing about Shepherd's Bush Empire is the way that venue is. I think we got a date to go there, but like, I want us to sit at the top and just feel what it feels like. it's gonna feel so sick, bro.
Yeah, that one is sick with the tears.
Yeah, man.
And that venue's kind of contained, isn't it?
Yeah,
so it feels like
intimate.
Yeah.
I love that as well. I love it too. That's one thing I didn't like about the, like, it was bare space.
Yeah,
that was good for the stage, but like, it wasn't as intimate sort of thing.
Amazing. That stage was massive.
During the live show, when you first came out, how did you feel that? Just
running on the stage. I thought I was gonna trip walking up the thing.
You know, up the staircase. Yeah.
I was going to trip. But I remember when we first got the mic, I just had to say something because I just wanted to get out.
Get out.
It's like you want it to go bare quick in it. You don't want to be like, let me go to that back.
But we were,
until you get warm.
Because I remember we were waiting. Me and Bangs were having to talk to the crowd because we were waiting for Dej to get changed.
Okay.
So I was just chatting shit. I remember I was like, Big Per, and then Madam Joyce was bare laughing at the front. I was in my big purse face.
I remember I went out in the meerkat costume. I kept going.
I
was scared. Even in the costume, I didn't want to be out there, bro. I was too scared. When the crowd was filling up, I was like, "Yo, this is scary, you know, bro.
You come see us. So it's crazy
because you're not a nervous person in general." So the fact that you're nervous, are you thinking in your head, what are some of these other man feeling?
I remember like I was trying to talk to you, man, like, I remember, like, talking to Sheikh Bears, but you guys seem to handle it so well, bro. Like,
I was thinking, everyone else is here, they're not nervous. I was nervous.
I take being nervous, but I know that, like, when you just get into it, it's like you just have to zone out.
Yeah.
Sort of, so I was very...
Your body responds to it.
Yeah, exactly. I was very mindful about saying, like, oh, no, it's scary. You're going to be scared sort of thing. It's always been, anytime I've performed, it's always been, I'm scared for, like, the first few minutes and then something lit needs to happen or you need to get a good response.
Yeah.
And then, like, you just get into it. Then you don't want to leave the stage. Like, there's some performances where I don't want to leave the stage or I definitely want to... I want to do it, but it's like you don't get that immediately sort of thing. But yeah, everybody's first performance, I think that like, people were bare sick. I was actually worried because like...
It could have gone,
like somebody could have done... And there's nine of us, there's so much scope for one thing to go wrong.
That's actually a good thing to say because I don't know about everyone here, but I've been on a stage before, but like maybe like dancing or presenting, like that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But like a lot of people in the group haven't
had anything. Like
that's what I'm saying. Like even when I present at conferences, even when you mess up, you've got a chance to improvise.
Yeah.
And then you have to think for yourself. But sometimes I take, I'm happy with the fact that there's eight other people.
Yeah.
Because if I flop, I know that one of these
members. That's what I was going to say. That's the benefit of having nine people. Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. So have you done like presentations, but then like speaking to like bigger crowds or like to that many people before?
Just general presentation, but not to like 700 people, never.
So was your heart pumping?
I'm telling you, my heart was pumping, but when I started talking,
and
when you hear the first laugh,
The
first laugh is when they give you, you see like when you're in the ambulance and they give you that drug.
Nice. Oh, don't talk about drugs, man.
I don't think I've from a speaking capacity now, but obviously I've like played drums in front of loads or played instruments in front of loads of people. So I view it as that, but obviously it's different to just speaking.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's like obviously I've like when I was in secondary school I've like done solos in front of bare people. But and I had nerves before then, so I probably was more nervous by then. But you know, I think as I've gotten older I care less. So it's like my mind. I care less. My mindset is because I used to be bare anxious about so many things, and my mindset now is like, what's actually the worst thing that can happen?
To be
fair, I have performed that. Like, it's not a performance, but at church. I was
don't say flute or record.
No, but I was an altar boy, and you had to walk around the church with the candle.
That's performing, man.
A little bit. There's nerves with that. You can drop it. You can't touch it.
It's working for Father Jeremy.
I tell you.
But you know what? I like the games as well because the games take pressure off.
Oh, 100%.
Because you're just having having fun. 100%. Unless you mess up a line or like
you. No, but even then it's still funny.
It's still funny. Yeah.
I think that game's such a good game.
That first game was amazing.
Yeah. It warmed people up quickly. Yeah. Very fast jokes.
It was like, this is what these are here to do. Like,
yeah. None of the talking stuff. Yeah. I love it.
One Fabio flopped, it slapped as well.
You need that one person to mess up, man.
I think my favorite was the mic.
The mic. And then the beast. I wish we had that on camera.
No, bro.
Chanel was recording us from the back.
Recording from the back. That's why I like. We can hold our own as performers. Because we're doing performances a different aspect.
Michael Jackson.
When is the live show? We're talking about the live show. When is it?
Like? Oh, so we got a tour, 27th of November. We're in Birmingham.
Jeez.
The 10th of December, we're in Shepherd's Bush Empire,
mm-hmm.
and the 16th of December, we're in Manchester.
Okay. 0161.
How can people get tickets?
You can get tickets on the links are in our bio on all platforms. It's Shribs for Birmingham and Manchester, and then Ticketmaster for London. And also, Dice? You can get Manchester and Dice, actually. Dice? I can't see the Dice one.
The Dice, I saw it.
It's on now.
Yeah, it's on Dice.
And then, from Manchester, you can go to only London ones. From Manchester, you can go to Manchester Academy to grab those. Yeah, are we done with the live show?
No.
I'm done with the live show, but I just got a question for that.
But I'm going to ask this question now, and if we don't want to say anything about it, we'll stop, and then we'll go to something else.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, before you ask the question, let me... Okay, so we've plugged the live show.
Yeah.
We've agreed that we were talking about what we've got coming up.
Yes.
Agreed that... one thing I didn't say or I didn't make clear is that this is going to be a consistent thing. Now, we've agreed to make this a consistent thing, so we will be recording. There will be weekly drops. There will be less of us in the weekly drops sometimes or most times.
Yes.
And you will get to know all of us, the quiet man and everything. The one thing I think we should add to the intro when everybody introduces themselves is actually say you're at, like, and let's last start call to action with TTM in general and then with our own particular app. So... go follow PTM. I'll say this again at the end, but go follow Pastor Meerkat if you're not on all platforms. Go watch the YouTube series if you're just an audio listener.
Yeah.
My at is Deji_VU. DEJI_VU. Your at is?
Visualize, so that's VXSHU. You in an Alize.
This is the hardest to know. Yeah.
It's eman.j.
You changed yours, didn't it?
Yeah, I changed mine. I'll switch up.
Jeez.
Eman, you know how to spell that. Dot and J-A-I-Y.
Mine is him. Him. Instagram. So him. I didn't know him.
Someone tried to buy your ad. Instagram.
Yeah, they offered me a good bit of money.
You didn't sell it.
I just wasn't enough. Nah, I said 10k, and the guy was like, you're a thief, you're a murderer.
That would have been my response, you know.
That's crazy,
bro. How much do you want it?
You never know who you're speaking to. Some people have dough like
for them. Elon Musk tried to buy the X app from someone on Twitter.
Yeah, and he tried to up the price, and Elon just took it.
Oh, where is it?
He can do that.
Wait, was he going to give him money?
He was going to give money, but the guy asked for something mad.
Yeah.
And then he just took it anyway. Then the guy came to Twitter to complain. I think he got paid in the end, but he came to Twitter to complain, like, by the way, Elon just took my app.
How did man get
it wasn't even the Elon Musk guy, it was the X. It was X. Oh, it was something to do with X, because they were changing from Twitter to X.
Yeah.
It was something to do, like, he's at was, maybe it was just at X. Or that's
slaps.
That's a
problem. Wow, what a lucky guy, man.
So, they just took it. Guy and Tim?
My one's Tim, T1M14.
T1M14, cool. And
my one,
he doesn't remember.
My one's Mr._Bengz1. I never know what the underscore is, but it's Bengz.
Bengz is spelled
GBENGZ.
Okay, cool. So we've got regular audio drops weekly. This is probably going to be the first audio drop, if I can turn it over in time, that is like we just recorded it and then it just comes out.
Oh, okay.
So I'll try to put this out on Friday.
Drake's album's out and it's shit.
You could have said anything. So yeah,
I love you, Drake.
Bro, you're not gonna hear this, you know. It's only the fans. It's only the fans.
Positive affirmations. Where was that positive affirmation earlier?
I love you,
Biggs.
I learned it.
I learned it. I learned it over this podcast.
We got regular audio drops weekly. This is the first time we're doing this and committing to this. It might not be throughout the whole year, but definitely for the next few months or so. The season is done. Season is done, but we will have a couple more episodes coming out that we're doing with Bleacher. You've probably seen our Bleacher drop, so we're gonna have some football related stuff dropped on our YouTube
potentially as well,
and some other stuff. Yeah, but I don't want to mention that yet, just in case it doesn't go to plan. Mm. So that's happening. The YouTube series will be coming back next summer for sure. Audio drops, live show in November and December, and I believe that is it. If I'm not incorrect, we are going to try to get a bit more visual content. We're working on that as well. We're in the times of visual content.
Let's manifest it.
We will get visual content.
I actually read something that you're 90% more likely to do something if you have an accountability partner and you make it public, you make it known.
You don't want to be embarrassed.
Touch on the uncut stuff.
That's a good point. Yeah, uncut. So the uncut story. So basically what we do, is... Actually, I want Tim to say this part. This is another thing I'm going to start doing. I'm going to be more mindful about taking the quiet man and me just, not even the quiet man, but me being a loud man. So it won't be like I'm just going to pick on somebody that I think is quiet, but I'm just going to randomly delegate some stuff that I know
it feels
that
weird that you're... Sorry.
You guys are playing with each
I'm
other.
I'm distracted.
So basically, I want you to tell them about... what we do, how the season works, very briefly though, but how the season works and how we've got these new uncut assets and what we plan to do with those uncut assets, yeah?
So basically, when it comes to season time for PTM, we have like a list of stories, fantastic stories, but the problem is we have a limit of animation we can do with these stories, so we pick the very best of the best. Yeah. So what we started to do this year...
Or what we think is the best of the best.
We think of the best of the best, but all our content...
How do we decide what's the best?
We have some severe rankings. I think this year, we actually did something different where we did a ranking of 1 to 10 minus the 7, because normally we have like Lit, Perks, and Gulags. Mm-hmm. But this year we did the voting. Why did we do that?
Because everyone always says 7. Like seven. If you
no, not that. No, we changed from
numbers were easier to calculate.
Yeah, I guess we did that. Yeah,
if you can't tell,
made it tangible.
It was also because we did it for a few stories last season. I think there was a few stories that we couldn't decide. And then I made the forms, and then
new stories, wasn't it?
No, we did the forms
for the second time.
It wasn't. It was when we were voting on the original stories.
Yeah, but we couldn't decide that there were a few stories that we couldn't decide. Like they were on the. A bit more meticulous. Then I made the forms, and then people hated it originally.
And
then it was coming around to the new year, and then
it made it more decisive, I guess.
We did it because people didn't like the form, so we did want to go back to Lit, Gulag, Perks, but we couldn't find a time where we could all meet up. And it would be very unfair if you wasn't there to kind of deliberate your story. Yeah. So then we just resorted to the forms.
Yes. So we had ended up having a load.
But what is the forms? Because I feel like that's such an interesting concept that we do. Like the man in the driller's chat, they loved when I posted that. Because when you heard the stories and then you see what people are rating it, it's interesting. I might drop it, but explain the form.
So forms is the form that they just made. So in the forms have all of our stories in there, but it's ranking from 1 to 10 minus a 7. But there's also,
what does minus a 7 mean? Just mean you can't
excluding 7. Yeah.
Minus the 7. That's free.
Okay, I hear you. It's true. So then, but also in the forms, we have that other section where we rate the story in terms of the categories. So, like longevity, is it funny? I can't remember the categories again.
Yeah. Creativity,
virality,
punchline.
And we had three rates. I think it was good, bad. I mean, good, decent, bad.
Yeah. So this is basically the way we judge stories. Like, what what factors are we using to judge stories based off of what has happened in the past. So we have like humor, we have something like punchline, engagement, ad lib, time as well, the ending, the beginning, and then we have virality as well. So all of the stuff that we know has made a good story in the past or a bad story.
There's an art of storytelling. People
don't know that. So yeah, we have that as well. But yeah.
Yeah, so we have that. That's basically part of the form. So be able to rank our stories. Well, all of our stories by a certain ranking. Obviously, we take the average of everyone's ratings and we have overall score. So what happens is we have our best stories, but there's some stories that didn't make it, unfortunately. But what we did this year, we've actually managed to actually record all of our stories on our actual camera. So we want to bring you the full version of those stories, which we call PTM Uncut. So with those as well, it actually has the full length, because even from all the stories that did make it, we actually give a full length version of those stories. So they're going to be like 4 or 5. I think we must have seen like some of Deja's stories, Manny's stories that come out, which have been the full version. So just listen to those, because there are going to be some funny bits that we did actually cut out, which are going to be, it gives you a different experience and when listening to it.
I'm just going to touch on that as well, because some of the guys like Deji's had positive feedback. So his story's been cut into like 3 minutes in the animation, but his story's actually like 6 minutes long.
Yeah.
And people have been saying, oh, this guy's an amazing storyteller. I love the extended stories.
Is that 1 6 minutes long?
It's that 5 minutes long, isn't it?
Yeah. My stories are...
The
sexual frustration. That's like 4 minutes something. And the original one is like 3 minutes.
Yeah, so people, I love it. Sorry to interrupt, but no, I wanted to highlight that.
I can't think of anything.
That one's good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that one's good. So I think that was it, because that's the PTM Uncut. You can see a lot more stories there. So obviously, there's a bit of argument before when we gave out the rankings. Some people weren't happy that some of their stories didn't make it, but we're going to have the PTM Uncut.
You have your chance.
They have the chance. Yeah. The chance. To actually, you know, I'm actually...
That's going to be mad interesting.
It's mad interesting to see. Because there could be some stories that didn't make it. And see,
are you not scared?
I'm petrified.
I'm not scared. I'm excited.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. Just getting more content out there.
More content out there. But I'm scared.
Hey, speak up.
Megan is toxic, bro.
I'm scared. Oh, you're speaking that end. I'm more scared for some stories you may have thought that are actually good, but we missed out.
Oh, okay.
I think there's going to be some stories that we thought were trash that are going to do well.
Yeah.
And some might be, you guys were right.
I disagree. I feel like everything that didn't make it,
it wasn't worth it.
I don't.
It's not that the story stinks, but it just weren't as good.
I don't think there's going to be loads.
But
I think there will be a couple.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So,
I
want to say something.
Go on.
I say earlier.
Go on.
With that being said, how do you guys rate this season? Season
4.
5.
5.
5, 5, yeah.
Season 5.
Don't let Deji go first.
No, let me go. I should go first because you guys all have the same opinion, I think.
I'm not asking you to rank it versus anything. I'm just saying, take it on its own.
Can I go? Go on, Gan, sorry.
Yeah. I'll be so honest, and I'm going to be hypercritical. Watching it back this season, I was underwhelmed.
That's a good word.
I think we need to find a better way to make the stories shorter. Sure. I don't know how we do it.
You think our approach now, the way we've cut it up, we were cutting it up like a mad thing, and like the endings were abrupt.
I think we need to find a clever way to like smoothen the stories out. I don't know how we're gonna do it. But I think we need to think about that because it's an art. We need to take this art seriously.
So don't you think we need to just work on our endings, maybe?
Work on our endings, but still, like, we tell long stories, so we have to cut them up.
I guess I totally agree with this, to be honest. But I guess in that we work on our endings, one, because I think one of the reasons why we left out the endings, I think we always knew endings were important, which is the reason why we have that rating. But I think our endings were so... The endings that we did have were so weak that we just thought, actually, let's end it on a round of applause or laughter or whatever. But yeah, I think now, next season, we definitely need to go into like, actually, yeah, we need an ending for sure, because we can't have people saying there's no ending.
Where's the rest?
But then, and that might mean actually sacrificing like a joke earlier on sort of thing, but we know now that the ending needs to...
Is needed
to be there. Do you think that was the main reason why the season wasn't good though?
It's not the main reason, but watching it back, it frustrated me.
The ending thing, yeah. Like the ending, we got way more comments about that this season.
Comments. I think the episode that was really because I sat with my girl and we were watching the guest episode, and that one was I just felt like we chopped it mad.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think it was probably mainly James's story, but we obviously that was a very long story that ended up doing well. But like,
yeah.
Where's part two?
It was hard. It was hard watching that one back.
That was the hardest.
TikTok tell you, yeah. What's your most frequent comment?
They pull it in the comments.
Yeah, I don't know if it's per post or if it's all together. I can't remember, but I've seen like if you go on the post more data, go on each post, go more data.
I need to log into this TikTok thing.
And then you'll see like what's the most frequent word used in the comments.
Is it?
Yeah. It's part two,
and it's like part two. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? As much as it's something to say, it's also a good thing.
And there's no part two.
Yeah, but it's a good thing that people want that in there.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I think the uncut version has a role to play.
Just to touch on what you guys said. Yeah. I think the season was all right. It wasn't as good as previous seasons.
Yeah.
So season four.
Season four. I don't think it was as good as season four because I feel like a lot of the stories in season four were more punchy and they had clear endings as well. So Pedro made a valid point there. The other thing that I think might have been missing, I know we chose to do this on purpose, but every episode was a similar structure. But in season four, you had a mix. So we had like the school stories, which were just all like 1 minute long, 2 minute long. Yeah. Then we had a conversational element to it as well. Mm. And I feel like having that mix just kind of diversifies what we're doing. And when you're watching it, you're like...
Oh, so you mean like you don't like three combo, stories in a row?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was just consistent. Yeah. So we had that this season.
Like conversations and
free. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, everyone knew the structure. Yeah. It was just the same thing every episode. But in season four, we had some sort of differentiation there as well. So maybe that's an element of why it might not have been as good as season four.
I'm looking at the top words used in comments of James's story, and it says Troy Deeney.
That's funny.
TikTok slapping with the analytics. Yeah.
You know the other thing that sticks out. What I'll be thinking about, like you know, when you watch season three and then season four, there's a massive step up in animation.
Yeah.
And then when I watch season five and then compare it to season four, it's kind of similar, but you're not getting anything new.
Season four was better. Yeah.
I think so as well.
Some episodes, the first two episodes.
Oh, yeah.
The animation there was.
Yeah, I think the Pedro's brother story.
Yeah.
But I would say season five is better than season three.
Still.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Season three stunk though. All round. But where we should have gone, season three was.
We had so much content.
Season three, we were trying to be fair to people, like. We were giving bare like average stories. Season two and season four, and season one.
I think season
episode
five
one.
I'm trying to be fair to people.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. And I think now we need to go into. I think we need to go into the voting like way more harsh, bro. Like way more harsh.
Okay, so this is it. We had this conversation before season five started, and we said. But when we're getting into it, it was like, what should be the priority? The content, how good the content is, or should everyone get minutes? And then we went into the hypotheticals. If we go down the content and then somebody doesn't get any time, how are you going to feel? And then the consensus was that whoever that person is not going to feel great.
Yeah.
So we decided to give it at least
a one story.
Now, I feel like we now have to go into season six with everybody take the responsibility.
If you don't make it, it's your fault.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, and there's things that we've recognised. We literally just said...
But it's...
We literally said endings weren't good.
Yeah.
You could actually go and watch YouTube videos that show you how to end a story. Or you can go and watch the best storytellers and see how they end stories. Or you can just study it. Or you can just figure out some stories that you had that you could have told better. like there is work that can be done. Yeah. I'm not saying that I do it. I'm just saying there's work that can be done.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like
this, I even like the fact it's coming from you because your endings were
exactly.
Chill.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I'm scared about uncut. Yeah.
So they're gonna be like this. They didn't even cut this guy.
He cut
this nigga
choke. He choked himself.
What I was gonna add on to that though? The benefit is PTM uncut is gonna come out anyway. So even if your story doesn't really make the animation, then it's gonna come out uncut.
Let's play this game.
And if people think it's lit, then the next season you can come back saying, "Bro, you man done me dirty.
Yeah.
You guys done me dirty." So that's the evidence then.
You've made it favor you that scenario, because it could also be that you don't make it in the season. You get an uncut. You're not going to be satisfied with an uncut because there's nothing to animate. And then that uncut does shit. Mm. And then you feel even worse. That could be
I think we need some uncut to be shit. So we get a better idea as to what is good and what is bad.
Yeah, but we just know we're right.
No, because there's some stories now that we think are good, and they're not good.
I was trying to figure out what you said.
What did you say?
I didn't get the bit before you.
No, but if you're going for uncut, we didn't pick uncut.
No, but what did you just say? Something
the
about
bit before the last
right.
word.
What did you? That means we don't know if we're right.
No, that means we know we're right. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I heard. That's what I heard. Don't fuck.
No, I didn't hear it. I swear to God.
When you said you don't understand,
I started laughing. Yeah, they did.
I was just laughing on purpose.
But I swear that all I heard was we were right. I swear to God. Sorry, Tim.
It's okay.
Okay. Yeah. So look, the uncut version. There's a huge debate. Maybe we need to have this conversation again. To be honest, but the uncut versions is another thing that somebody highlighted that, it's going to be coming out. So there were a bunch of stories that didn't make it. We still got loads of content. Like, I'm talking about like something like 50, 60 assets to drop over the next few weeks. Those are stories that just didn't make it and are not animated, and you'll get the full stories and you'll get to hear from everyone. I think that's one thing about PTM that the reason why I always lean into the fairness debate is because actually I want people to hear from everyone, sort of thing. Like, I want everyone to have a story, sort of thing. Like, and I think that happens with the uncut, apart from Fabs, unfortunately. So that's going to be coming out over the next few weeks as well. I'm actually due to drop one tonight, and I think I've missed.
Which one you dropping?
Timing. I think it's Tim Beijing, and that one actually I listened to, and I was like, you know what?
I didn't get to listen to that.
I was like, this is kind of funny, bro. Like, you had some good jokes in there, but I do think we needed a harsh reality check, and I feel like we got that this season. And I feel like the uncut version, because when we're thinking people are doing good, we're actually comparing them to what they've done in the past, rather than what is just good out there, sort of thing. Like, so, and I think everybody, just like Beng said, even me, like, I'm gonna go back and think about how I can make my stories even more better. Everybody needs to do that, and theoretically we should get better content. But the uncut version's coming, the live show is coming.
Continue. It looks like there's a spider under your fish, but I don't think it is.
It's a bed bug.
Really?
It's just fluff. Wow.
Really?
Yourself.
You nearly sat on my lap.
Are you my girl?
So what else is coming? We've got the uncut versions. We've got live show. We've got the audio only. Is there anything else that we're doing that I've missed?
We've got guests coming. We've got a few guests lined up. We're going to try and up the levels. Well, we don't really have control over that. Up the levels. But I think that's really it.
You also see us on features on other podcasts.
We're going on a few podcasts soon.
We're on the run again, lads. Like, let's be real. Let's put it out there. We're trying to get on TV, innit? We're going again.
Some things are looking bright as well.
I'm swinging towards Deji's side of that. I'm not there yet. I'm swinging there. Though. I'm George of the jungle.
I'm not saying nothing. I like what Ben's saying. Like, as in, like, this is it. Like, I think this is the journey. This is what we're trying to do. That's all I'm gonna say before somebody says.
We want our followers and the people that love us to be on our journey. I think.
Yeah, to see the journey, to see the growth.
Okay, cool. Now that's calm. We've had a long recording. I was about to end it there. Anybody want to say anything? How should we close out?
It's locked.
The thing, it doesn't. No. How should we be closing out?
What are we going to do? E-man's
fun fact. Oh, yeah. Fun fact. Should we do that today?
I have one.
Yeah.
I can find one.
Right, cool. I actually like fun fact as a closing message.
Do I have one?
Fun Stops fact. It from, but let's not or make it a debate. Fact, let's not make them a debate.
Something that we've learned.
Oh, just something we've learned.
Or something we've learned.
I can go first.
Oh, I learned something. Yeah, we're
gone. I feel like I learn a lot with my job now. I'm learning a lot of stuff quite quickly. Somebody said to me recently, it's like an older, very older senior academic, a white lady. And she was like, oh, like, I love the fact that you're in these meetings and you're here on these committees, blah, 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 blah. And they was like, oh, you're people will see you as representation without code switching.
Oh, yeah. So, so you've never code switched?
I do. The amount of things I do, but like I've now, like I kind of learned that before I used to go into jobs and I used to code switch and then like when I get comfortable and people can see I've done my job, then it's like I'll be myself. I'm definitely not talking the way I'll be talking here, but I've kind of like just like I found that like people are gonna know that you're articulate anyway, or you can do your job anyway. Like That's you true. Don't have to act, and acting is actually taxing. So she was like, yeah, representation without code switching. And I was like, yeah, that's the message that I want everybody to
listen to. And an older white lady said that to you?
Yeah, like she's that's like, sick. So that's smart. Like, yeah, like, lit. Yeah. She was like, yeah, people will see you as representation without code switching. Because she was like, it's one thing having black people or people like you in these spaces, but the way you talk, your gesticulation, like the fact that you use slang and then use these words, like that's very, it's very good. Like people are going to be able, relatability is more than just being black. So yeah, that was mine. Representation without code switching.
I learned that, well, I actually learned that you, well, I can be on time if I leave early. That's a big thing for me. That's a big thing for me.
Vish is always late, by the way. That's the context.
That's actually funny, but very good. Also.
Come back to me because I'm trying to find it.
Why are you on Google? Googling
no, I'm on Google now.
You learned something, but you can't remember what you learned.
Because it's about nationwide.
That means you didn't
learn it. You read it. But it's interesting. I think it's an interesting. It's an interesting fact that I learned. It's something about nationwide and mortgages, but I can't remember exactly what it is. No, I'm saying this is useful for people of our age group. I'm telling you, it's really useful. I'm trying to find it now.
All right, go on. Mine isn't really going to be interesting for most people, but today in church on the sound mixer, I learned how to put reverb and delay on people's voices. So that's I was nice. Very that's happy with that, good, to be honest. And I left church smiling.
Is that one on the right hand side?
But with the delay, you got to
time it
on the beat.
That's actually sick that you learned that, you know. Live mixing.
I shouldn't have one.
You haven't learned anything in the last week?
I'm trying to think.
It can be anything. What have you been doing the last week? And what did you not know before that week that you know now?
I live in my...
AGHG.
This week, why has it been like a blur?
Come on, you're on a... There's something big going on in your life that you must be learning something every week. I know something big is going on in your life that you're having... There's a project for you that you must have to get some learning about because you've never done it before.
Okay. So I think obviously when it comes to like wedding planning, I think one argument I have with my girl is about having an external wedding planner or having a wedding planner for an actual venue. So I realised there's a lot of risk in taking a wedding planner from actual venue rather than outsourcing it. Because if you get one that's from actual venue, anything goes wrong, it's always going to be completely down to them. Whereas you go to a wedding planner, they'll be organising certain things from different vendors. So I've learned that there's a lot of risk in terms of taking that kind of offer rather than going to the one which is like a wedding planning company, especially from abroad as well. So there's one thing I've actually kind of considered when it comes to like doing wedding plan, when it comes to that wedding prepping.
Okay, I like that.
Okay. I thought I had something very intelligent, but it wasn't. I actually learned how to bake a cake this week.
Six.
What type of cake?
It was I don't even know.
Victoria Sponge.
I think it was Sponge, and then it was Cocoa Sponge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or Chocolate Sponge. It was very nice.
We like Cocoa.
And I got, I think our cake tasted quite well, didn't it?
Our cake tasted that quite well.
Quite nice.
See, Tim, I don't just correct you.
Yeah, you need to be cooking them when they're doing that, you
know. I know, but I need it.
No.
Okay, that's it.
I've been saving
the best corrections you've got made in the group. I've just been saving them for a good time.
Next episode, we're going to read them out. Next episode, we're reading out everybody's
fuck. I found it. Everybody's fuck.
We're going to bring a list to you, too.
That's why I keep quiet. I just see the list.
Let Iman go, and then you read out some of the mistakes that people
have. I need to go through it. But no, there's a lot of
ammunition.
Iman's going to take a while.
I can't find the mortgage thing. This is gym related, actually. I've got osteoarthritis, unfortunately, in my right knee. I went to the gym the other day, and someone taught me a leg workout to help strengthen, I think it's the tendons around your knee, to help improve, you know, not have as many aches and pains. It's the leg extension machine, and you just lift it up and you bring it down slowly. You hold it and bring it down slowly.
On one leg or both?
One leg. No, you push it up with two legs, then you bring it down slowly with one leg.
That was a doctor, I'm assuming.
I don't know.
a gym bro.
You're going to get arthritis in your calf.
Why just taking advice on that? What are your qualifications?
To be fair, I told that as well. We'll find that in a couple weeks.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
Are you
doing it
when you do it?
Not necessarily, but my leg shakes.
Yeah, because it's actually strengthening the muscles around the knee.
Yeah.
Your leg shakes.
Yeah, your patella. Yeah.
My girl.
This guy's crazy. This guy's, you're crazy, man.
That's crazy.
Okay,
I look at him shaking his leg.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Pastor Meerkat.
Peace.
Hopefully, you guys have learned something.
Love and kindness.
Go buy tickets to the live show.
Yeah, honestly.
To the tour. Get on the tour.
Honest, like, you think tickets are there, but they're not. They're going, so buy them.
And make sure you follow the socials at Pastor Meerkat. And obviously,
we'll be back next week.
Amen. Why are you sad that we're back?
Not a sad. I just got.